Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
AngieTheCustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. It's 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Nicole Galinas, author of the outstanding book, After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. She's a member of the Manhattan Institute's outstanding organization and contributing her writings to the City Journal and other publications. Nicole, thanks again for being here. We're talking about hurricanes and the impact that they have on low-lying areas. Puerto Rico, Nicole, let's focus on Puerto Rico. It was already bankrupt. Puerto Rico, remind people about the status of Puerto Rico with regard to the United States.
Well, that's another thing that New Orleans and Puerto Rico have more in common. Again, not a perfect comparison, but Houston and Texas, comparatively very wealthy, have had a huge influx of wealthier people moving there, you know, middle-class, affluent people, encouraged to build there by flood insurance and other problematic government issues. The same thing with Texas. A lot of middle-class, affluent retirees, their properties tend to be new or newer, and they...
But Nicole, I want to focus on Puerto Rico. Tell us what's going on in Puerto Rico. What's happening there? What are we going to have to do there? Because that place, regardless of I mean, that's going to cost a lot of money. The people are going to be – I heard the report that they're expecting maybe 1 million Puerto Ricans to wind up in the United States over all this. How do we deal with that?
Well, this is the big difference between Puerto Rico versus Texas and Florida, is that they don't to rebuild. And what does that mean? Of course, any place that gets a hurricane – the residents get tens of billions of dollars to rebuild their individual homes, which, again, is very problematic. But the problem in Puerto Rico, more like New Orleans, is it had lots of natural affordable housing before
right.
the storm hit.
Right.
What does that mean? It means that housing was dilapidated, not in very good condition.
I saw the Ninth Ward after the hurricane hit a year later. And those houses would never be – you would never put another nickel – reinvent. They were fine before the storm for the people who were willing to live there, but nobody would reinvest a nickel to fix them now.
Well, and there's not a lot of mortgages, not a lot of insurance.
That's right. That's right.
Only about half of Puerto Rico houses have any kind of wind mm-hmm. insurance, let alone flood insurance.
So the entire island – has been devastated by this. This isn't some. Whereas the French Quarter, for example, and during Katrina did not flood. Parts of Houston is not as bad as others. Puerto Rico is the entire island's devastated, isn't it?
Well, I'm sure there's parts of San Juan that are up higher and were better protected as well, and of course, better built housing.
But the electricity's always off across the island.
Right, although they're getting the power back up again. But the problem here is that rebuilding for a person who only makes $20,000 a year or less and who had lived in a house
right.
because it was very cheap, it's very difficult to put hundreds of thousands of dollars back into rebuilding that
house. So here's my question to you, Nicole. We were not willing to bail out Puerto Rico. This was the big debate over the last 2 or 3 years. Should the United States allow Puerto Rico to take bankruptcy, and should we bail them out? Now that there's been a storm, will that de facto happen anyway?
Well, I think the rebuilding will have to be a little bit different, where we have to resist the temptation to take all of this federal money and just completely raise neighborhoods to the ground and start building over. It should be more long-term and smaller scale, where you give people building supplies to start rebuilding their own houses in place and living, you know, doing this room by room. You help people people who want to learn how to do this work and not the same spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on contractors to get this work done, which, by the way, hasn't worked very well in New York, and New York is still building, rebuilding houses after Sandy 5 years later and spending an enormous amount to do that. But with the creditor situation, you're right, Puerto Rico has been in a federal insolvency program since May. It hasn't been repaying its debt. Now, the creditors here, this is a classic case of lending money to a country without considering the long-term fundamentals, that Puerto Rico has
been... They should never have been given the money, loaned the money they did.
Well, they've been in recession for a decade. They haven't, you know, not unlike a lot of American states, and not having balanced their...
So what do we do, though? What's the response from America, from the United States, from the mainland? Do we say, okay, we weren't willing to bail you out of your issues before, but now it's a humanitarian thing. It's not a financial thing.
Well, I think what we're doing for now is the right thing, where one big difference from Katrina and something that we have learned over the past 12 years is that the federal government needs to get aid, first aid, much, much more quickly than it did after Katrina. FEMA had pre-positioned.
But they got to fly it there or boat it there. I mean, it's that island is going to be hard. It's going to
that's what they're doing.
And right? And on the heels of Irma and Harvey, I mean, our resources. I mean, the United States has got a lot of resources, but are we getting to the point, Nicole, where we just have to say we're out? We got nothing left.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're doing multiple flights a day into San Juan with critical supplies. You know, packaged food, and not stuff that people donate. That's all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, this is meals ready to eat, bottled water, diapers, medicine, first aid.
Hey, Nicole, hold on to that thought. Folks, got to take a quick break. We're going to wrap this up with Nicole Galinas after these breaks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.